Letters to Daniel, Volume 6. Letter 482. Dream, Vision, Destroying the House of Child Pornography. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2016, in the sixth month, on the 12th day of the sixth month.
Sunday, the 12th of June 2016, 10 p.m. This morning, before I had my last coffee of the day at Starbucks, I stopped by the post office to pick up the mail. It consisted of a variety of the usual things, bills, junk, not so junk, and the weekly free local newspaper. Generally, I like to sort through things at the post office so I can leave behind anything I don't want to take home. I also take a minute or two to peruse the news, which is a small tabloid-sized format and usually not more than a dozen or so pages. One of the front-page headlines reported about a man who had been apprehended by police and charged with the possession of child pornography. I had a difficult time reading the report, and afterward I put the paper in the recycle bin. But as I was walking away and heading for the door, I was checked by the Lord, who turned me around and had me retrieve the paper from the trash. At the same time, he was sharing with me how much he cared for the children that were being abused, and how much he cared for their abusers. I knew then, he wanted me to pray and intercede for all aspects of child pornography. I was hoping I could delay this for a week because I was still recovering from the previous battle, documented in letters 479 through 480 Delta, Volume 6. But the battle was joined while I slept today. I slept in stages, and woke up the first time at 1:30 p.m., feeling not too bad. But after I went back to sleep, I had a dream. I dreamed that I had gone to a rundown, dark-looking shack that was across a muddy, puddle-ridden dirt driveway from a fenced yard full of heavy equipment like caterpillars, tractors, bulldozers, etc. The building wasn't very nice or inviting, but more like a temporary tarp over field shack used by construction companies to house office workers and provide a place out of the elements for restrooms, break rooms, etc. I went into the building and found myself greeted by the sounds of children being raped. And I heard the laughter of many men who were torturing the children. But these were not human men or human children. These were demonic spirits of wickedness of all kinds, practicing their evils on lesser demons in order to perfect their craft before introducing these thoughts into the human family. I confronted the fallen angel in charge. He began to boast of having raped 77 children, while at the same time touching me with one of his fingers. I knew from past experience that the touch was designed to promote a sense of familiarity and camaraderie in the acceptance of whatever sin he specialized in, which in this case was child rape and pornography, and to introduce a familiar spirit into me so that I could become an initiate into the ways of child molestation. Then I began to awake. End of dream. Vision number 1. After the main part of the dream, while I was still in bed half asleep, I wanted to engage the Lord with my angel crew in order to destroy the child rapists. By vision I re-entered the shanty and fired up my lightsabers to see what was there. But the Lord restrained me from killing any evil spirits at that time. I woke up some more, then got out of bed and went into the kitchen to make some coffee. After that I went into the family room to see what was on TV. That was when I first heard about the mass shooting by an Islamic terrorist in Florida, a homosexual nightclub, killing 49 people, and wounding over 50 more. I still felt like crap from being in such close proximity to a host of evil spirits in the dream. Usually when this happens I go into my office and listen to select music that brings encouragement to my soul. In this case, Striper came to the rescue. Vision number 2. When I went into my office the first time to recover, I went by vision back to the house of child pornography. While I was standing in the middle of the dirt access road, I asked the Lord Holy Spirit what I should do. He said to use whatever comes to mind. Immediately I saw to my right a huge yellow D9 Caterpillar bulldozer, all fired up and ready to work. I directed the heavy equipment operator to demolish the house, but then I thought for a second, and told him to wait until all the children were safe. After that I saw the cat begin to crush and remove the house of child pornography in its entirety. End of dream and visions. While I was in the building, in addition to the child porn leader, I became acutely aware of spirits of guilt and shame. These spirits always accompany sin and attempt to ensnare their victims, both the perpetrators of the sin and their abusers, with the sense of hopelessness that their sins are unforgivable. But we know from scripture that all sins but one are forgivable. See the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 28-30. P.S. About a year ago I began seeing two men at one of the Starbucks that I frequent. They would meet periodically, and on one occasion I happened to look at one of the men in the eye, and I knew instantly that he was inhabited by a powerful demon of lust. I also knew that whatever was going on between the two men was being interrupted by my presence at Starbucks. After the eye-to-eye incident, I saw that the same man avoided looking at me at all. I haven't seen the man with the demon of lust for some time now. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.